I'm just taking a bit of a break from podcasting the specification points to talk a little bit about some general exam technique for you. When you get into the exam hall, make sure you find your seat. Have a look and see who's around you. Check that your desk doesn't wobble. If it does, ask the invigilator for some paper so you can fold it up and put it under the leg that isn't working properly. You need to have a steady place to rest, and when you get writing, you're not going to want to have lots and lots of wobbling going on underneath your exam script. Sit down and get your pens or pencils, whatever you're instructed to have, out. If you're doing a biology exam, then you really should have your calculator with you. A ruler would be helpful. You'll need to write all of your answers in black pen. This is so that they can be scanned in. So make sure you've got a few spares. You may need to have your exam entry forms, ID numbers, and so on, to prove that it's you taking the exam and you've shown up to the right one. If there's someone that is sitting near you who you know is going to jiggle their legs up and down or make really annoying noises through their teeth, then you may not be able to, but it's worth asking if you can move and sit right at the back of the hall or something like that. When you get the exam paper, make sure you've put your name in the correct place. I've lost count of how many people have put their names randomly somewhere on the paper. This is one of those things that if you don't get it right this time, then really maybe you shouldn't be doing A-levels. Put your name in the right place, put your centre number, put your ID number. Read everything on the front, okay? When you're told to begin, don't turn over and start writing immediately. What I want you to do is read through the papers completely from cover to cover and make a mental note of the questions that you know you can nail first time. Now, it might be that question one is the easiest question of the lot, and you might feel very confident doing that one. But question two might be an absolute humdinger. It might be something on enzymes or stem cells or something like that. Maybe it's on action potentials if you're an A2 student. And it might not be the easiest question to get your head around. So go for the next easiest. Until the time that you've got left, you can spend focusing on those questions you're finding difficult. Better that you get all the ones that you know you can do answered in the time than struggle to answer ones that you might not be able to answer as well and miss out on some questions that you probably could have answered because you ran out of time on the exam. Trust your first instincts. Often I've seen students who have written the right answer, then crossed it all out and then written something else, and that something else turns out to have been wrong. If you think you understand the question, go with your gut feeling. Check your answers. Make sure that you've spelt keywords correctly. Don't trip up on things like mitosis versus meiosis, or stoma versus stroma, or anything like that. Adenine versus adenosine. It's really important that you get those technical terms correct, because if there could be any confusion, they won't give you the points. When you think you've finished, if you've got time, go through and read all of your answers again. This will help you to check that you've put in everything to the best of your ability and that you've answered all the questions. You've not missed out a page. When you've finished, leave the exam room and do not pay this exam another thought. Okay? Life is too short to think about what you could have done, what you could have said. Don't talk to people about it. Don't talk to your teacher. Just go away and get your head down for the next one, and you'll be fine. Honest.